Wah! Huh!
Yeah!
What is it good for? Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? The media's ratings, the price of oil, good talking points for the preliminaries. Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Big Pharma to start an opioid crisis. Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Stocks like energy sectors, Raytheon, Boeing, cybersecurity. Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? The 13 original families seem to do pretty good off of any old war. Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? The media's ratings and the price of oil. Good God, you are. All the conspiracy theorists in the world apparently seem to be right about everything. The score, I believe, is something like 23-0. It may take a little bit of time, but usually they're right in the most part. I mean, Klaus Schwab, who is a German person, I believe, and he's about the age of about 150 fucking years old. And Klaus Schwab went on a talking point, and he was talking about the fact that the WEC Wrestling Foundation is the responsible, like, a Hogwarts for the cause, the elite. The elite sends all their children to a Hogwarts-type academy, whether they learn how to run the weather, or learn how to run the media, whether they work in banks, or they presume a part of office. He has said that it is the WEC. So the WEC, which is basically the Wrestlers Entertainment Committee, is what we'll call it, because let's be honest, they're the WWF Attitude Era without any of the badassness that was Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm Dip Chattel, this is the Daily Dumbass. Today we're going to be talking about the 13 original families, how all of this shit will just, it's all part of their plan of risk, the risque board. A lot of shit is usually hidden kind of like throughout like media and whatnot, but I mean, if you even just look at Game of Thrones, for example, I know now it's going to, buckle up, folks, you're with Dipshit Dal here, but I mean, you even look at Game of Thrones, how many original families were there? They don't ever just settle on 13. But Lord of the Rings, there's original Rings of Power. Like, all of this comes, like, all these stories come from something. You want to talk about the 13 families? We can do that. Thanks for asking. So at the very bottom of the little pyramid, and by the way, I'm no expert on this. I'm just simply, like, maybe I got a white belt plus a stripe. But I'm just saying, like, when you're right, you're right. In the very beginning of this shit, I was telling people that I thought that this was going to be a type of elevated flu, that it's escaped from a lab. And whatever. So all of us masses down at the bottom, not masses, masses are down at the bottom. You know, all the people who they're mining all of our data from via our phones, Facebook, tracking our technology at all times, and then selling that to the major corporations. Corporation. We're not even to that part yet. So, at first you got all the masses, and then the next brick of it is the religions. And then next to that one in the same tier, But just next to it is governments, the intelligence agencies, military, police, courts, prison. And in that same sector, you have like the media with Disney and Viacom and CBS, CNN, Fox News. Up above that, now we have corporations. And within that, we got Pfizer. We have got Toyota. We have got, let's see, Shell, IBM, NSYE, the New York Stock Exchange. So that's on the third level of said pyramid. And then after that, we got think tanks, which is like, all the people putting out thoughts of where stuff would go. And then after that, you got the Committee of 300, and then you got the Crown Council of 13, the World Monarch, the Illuminati above that, and so on and so on. But whenever people want to talk about conspiracies, they're always saying, there's no way all these people could sit there and keep this secret. And there's no way that it's a mass organization of people who have an agenda. And there's no way that there isn't any sort of order running the world that is new. And whenever Klaus Schwab comes out on and he's talking about how these people are basically the children of powerful people, and they're going off to these powerful schools. Don't you think that they're probably going to like an episode of Black Mirror where they're walking into a school, everything is like all white in the room that they're going into. They're dressed all exactly the same. They're walking, and then they're given their pill at the same exact time, and they're basically taught. I mean, I'm no expert, but I know our schools all teach certain things, but don't you think that they would be taught, like, here is what we do, here's how it goes? I mean, kind of like a pre-Freemasons type deal. Freemasons, Skull and Bones, all the hidden societies. This is probably like a kindergarten to that. Like, these people are going to these schools at a very young age where different thoughts are being put into their head, like they are better than people, and how they should be, and how the lower part of that pyramid should be ran and controlled and everything like that, and what's the right thing to talk about. And just all of them are basically in a echo chamber type kindergarten where they are being trained and groomed into how to become one of the free leaders. Now, I know all of this sounds like conspiracy talk, but Klaus Schwab admits that there is a thing where all of these people have came out of, and he says that they have got them in America, they got them in Canada, they got them in France, they got them in where was the other place? Oh yeah, Argentina. I mean, is there any connection of Nazis leaving Germany and going to Argentina? I don't know. All the conspiracy theories are crazy for thinking that. It's a bunch of arrogance and buffoonery to even think that so many people would be able to conspire against the world. Now, I wonder if whenever people came over, probably 100% this happened, but people landed their boats here, and we presumed we were in India, and they were sent here. And what are the chances that there was some sleeper agents back then from like the Revolutionary War who were involved in the government and then twisted it into a weird and corrupt thing? Now, I could say that all of them are corrupt, but I'm not going to go on that note. I'm going to say maybe they all started it with the idea of something being better. Did they all do fucked up shit, like own slaves or maybe beat their wives? But I mean, it was people have said, it's the times, and that's what was Like, if they ran a business, they weren't paying people back then. They just had slaves. That's how it worked. I'm not saying slavery is right. I'm just saying that in that time, even Homeboy, what's his name? I don't know. There's a famous story of a slave owner who, whenever he died, he left the plantation to one of his slaves, and all the slaves were like, "Oh, we're gonna be free." And that guy was like, "Hey guys, this is still a business. This still has to be ran. Like, I still have to. We have to turn a profit." Now, maybe eventually he might have given them some sort of pay or something like that, but it was a business. It was something that they needed to do. All right, so yeah, the 13 families, it sounds real crazy. But if you think about it, Genghis Khan conquered the most of the world ever. Like, that is still that guy's reigning trophy that he has. You don't think that Putin wants to be up on that block? Like, I mean, a dude's getting up there in age. You don't think that he wants his name in history? And I mean, yeah, it's not good to be a bad person, but who the fuck do we talk about all the time? The bad people. Who's always this might be just a huge publicity stunt for Putin. He's like, "I'm tired of Hitler getting all this attention on these jokes. How come they don't make jokes about me? I am Russian. Nine. Nine. I want Russia." I don't know. That's my stupid impression of Putin. But maybe he's just. I know what he's doing is wrong, but maybe he's just trolling us to a point so that way he's the next Genghis Khan of the time, or he is the next Stalin, or he is the next Hitler. I mean, maybe he's trying to take that right away from Fauci. Who knows? But that's where we're at in it, is that it's all basically a group of people who are groomed from a young age. I mean, we got the Great White North, Fidel Castro Jr., who says all truckers are racist, and that's kind of funny because all the Canadians are really friendly, so I think it'd be funny to see the racist Canadian where they're like, "Hi, thanks for coming over to the country and everything, pal, but you got to drink out of your own drinking fountain there, buddy. You can't be coming over to our drinking fountain, but we really appreciate you coming to our place. We opened up a separate restaurant just for you people. And oh, don't get me wrong, whenever I say you people, I really hate you, but we're going to be friendly with ya. Yeah, welcome to Canada. And over here, we have the black register, and the white register, eh? Well, where you can order whatever you want, buddy. You can order whatever you want as long as you order from the certain register, buddy. And we're gonna be racist, but we'll be nice about it, buddy." And then the opposite race is like, "Yo, don't call me buddy, pal. I ain't your buddy, essay." And he's like, "I ain't a term paper, essay. Don't call me an essay, homie. I ain't your homie, vato. I ain't your vato, pussy." And then they get into a fight, Canadian, North versus South type deal. What if they rewrote it and like the Civil War actually happened, and or I know it actually happened, that was stupid, but what if whenever the Civil War did happen, it was just Canada versus Mexico, and we're what like mom and dad divorced and then left in the middle to become turnkey kids? That's basically what America is, a bunch of turnkey kids, and then we sent all of our elites off to a Hogwarts and let them become the masters of everything. So like, if you're in stocks, whenever we're going to war and everything, they all start dropping and dipping and everything like that. I made a play that I should have pulled out of, and I got arrogant. I pulled out of it early, and then I thought, let me chase this dragon and then drop back down to what I originally was in on that one. So, fuck you, Raytheon, is what I got to say about that. Unless you bounce back today, then we're cool. But I just did one contract on that. Say what you will, I'm just trying to make a little bit of cash, and then they said fuck you and pulled the rug on me. So what do you do there? Cybersecurity stuff's up. If you are Nancy Pelosi, you are currently the best stock trader ever to walk the earth. Like, she should just retire her old ass from her job that she has had for all this time and just do a country tour, arena tour, speaking about what the fuck people should buy and when, because this lady has some of the best stock picks that the New York Stock Exchange has ever seen. And even if it's not her personally, I mean, her husband, goddamn, they could do a family, like, they should do a financial podcast and help all of us Americans figure out how to exactly get out of this poverty that we apparently have been somehow put into. Pelosi, all of her stocks, like, she's beat the S&P 500 by I don't even know how much. And I might be talking out of my ass because I get my information from non-news sources, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. This has been a cool thing. So we got a war going on, and why wouldn't we believe there's a war going on? I mean, they've been telling us the truth about everything for 2 years, so I mean, not thinking that they would be making up anything or escalating anything or making anything worse than what it actually is, but you know, they might be. That could be something that's going on. They could be just like gaslighting us all, being like that crazy ex that everyone's had, just, you know, making you feel crazy. That might be what they're doing. Like I've said, MK Ultra has been updated to our phones. The Anunnaki no longer mines gold, they mine data. So maybe when they were supposed to return, maybe they didn't, because they were going to return to fuck us up and get our gold, and then we kind of like kneeled down to them and was like, look, we can't keep giving you the gold, but look, we have this data, and you can take this data and you can do with it whatever you want, and you can learn everything about us, and then the next time you come back around, we'll all be in the cloud, and you could just leave with the cloud. And they're like, we got this. Look, our lizard people are doing our thing. Like, we're working through what we can in Hollow Earth, and we're projecting out that we, with all the trolls and the demigods and the demons, and we're running this shit, man. We got this handled. We got everyone paying attention to their little glass boxes, and they're all listening to different talking points, and they're all just oh so distracted, and everyone's got to get Donda 2 to see if Kanye dropped any bars about Pete. You know, we gotta, I don't know. This has been a fun little rant about nothing and everything. I'd be wrong about everything and right at the same time. That's what you're listening to. You're coming to the Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal, where dumbass is spelled wrong. Was it done on purpose? Was it done on accident? The world may never know. Actually, there's an episode, like one of my very first episode, I'm talking about why it's the dumas, dumbass. It's dumbass. So, yeah. Thug life. Also, I'm doing all my on the Instagram at Dumbass Daily. Also, dumbass spelled wrong. You know, drop the B. And the just an update on that, if you are listening, I'm aware the memes are bad. You're aware that if you're criticizing this is Daily Dumbass, spelled wrong with Dipshit Dal. Top rated podcast in North Korea and Amish land. Zero fucks given. I have a video on YouTube. It's got 20,000 follow or 20,000 views. That's pretty cool. It's really the only one that's up there that high. But it is a Nadav is Googling fan video. Nadav's Googling, made by Grass Kingdoms. And it's from YMH and Two Bears, One Cave. But, you know, it's shitpost. I'm just making shit because I like it. But it was the first time that I actually looked back at that video in a while, and I realized it had 20,000 views, which is pretty cool. It's cool stuff. I'm not monetizing anything, so that's great. Anyways, yeah, just been trying to do these rants and then keep them between 20 and 30 minutes. You know, you could do it while you're folding laundry. You'd listen to it while you're riding the Peloton. If you are, get at it. Oh, also, I don't know. I'm just doing it for fun. Not good at it. Just like the memes that I'm posting on the Instagram at dumbassdaily, spelled wrong, no B. There's, no point in them. I'm just listening to podcasts, and then whenever something comes up, because I'm probably halfway on the spectrum, someone will say something, and then I think of a movie, so then I make a post about it, and they're done purposefully bad. So there's that. But yeah, thank you for listening. Leave 5 stars, like and follow on Instagram and YouTube. I think I'm on Getter too. Getter done. I thought Getter was Trump's platform that he had started on 4th of July, because I actually signed up for it July 5th, thinking that it would be for the right, and that it would be the right thing to do. No, I didn't sign up for it for being the right, but I signed up for it in anticipation of being pulled off of other stuff. And I thought that whenever I had first read about it, that it was actually Trump's platform. But that's at least the clickbait that got me into it. But yeah, well, we'll talk about that later. I haven't been back on Getter since I signed up for it. After I signed up for it, reading a clickbait article saying that Trump had started it. And I didn't do it because Trump started it. I did it because it was supposed to be like a free thinking and a area where people were able to say stuff that was just, opinions. But whatever. I'm Dipshit Dal, this daily dumbass. Spelled wrong without a B. Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? The media's ratings, the price of oil, good talking points for the preliminaries. Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Big Pharma to start an opioid crisis. Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? Stocks like energy sectors, Raytheon, Boeing, cybersecurity. Wah! Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? The 13 original families seem to do pretty good off of the old war. Huh! Yeah! What is it good for? The media's ratings and the price of oil. Good God, you are.